Good day, and welcome to White Smoke. In this series, we're going to discuss the principal factors that were taken into consideration by people like Jefferson and Madison when they began to erect the new United States Constitution.
Today, we're going to talk about what the founders attempted to do in order to limit or restrain the power that they were placing in this federal government they were creating.
We're going to talk about how the king derived his power. I mean, other than being born with the right mommy and daddy, like we talked about before, where did his real power come from? And the answer, very simply, is that he owned all the land. He owned a lot of stuff, but he owned all of the land. Now, he could give it to, you know, a duke or an earl or a farmer or something like that for a little while, but he could also always take it back. So when Jefferson and Monroe and John Jay and people like that realized that the true power arose from the land ownership, one of the things that they wrote into the Constitution was that the federal government couldn't own any land. Now, they carved out a small piece for Washington, D.C., but in the Constitution itself, it says that the federal government cannot simply go out on the market and buy land. They had to have the approval of each state legislature in order for that sale to go through. And that was put in there, as I mentioned, just in order to keep the federal government from owning land. Sort of as an aside here, I'll go ahead and add this little tidbit. When considering originally who should be allowed to vote, one of the primary proposals was that only those people who owned land should be allowed. And that does it for episode 2. Next time we're going to talk about why the colonists didn't want to have a standing army when they created the Constitution. White Smoke is a project of Barracuda Publishing, LLC, located in St. Petersburg, Florida.